manifesting love or get hung up on. Decisions, decisions. Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
Two of our listeners, and well, maybe they'll go out on a date together. We'll find out in just a few minutes. They got to get through our questions first. Let's meet Jeremy first. Hey, Jeremy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Jeremy, tell us about you.
Okay, well, I live in Ankeny, and I prefer not to say my exact job, but,
okay.
You know, I do have a job. So,
Yeah.
Solidly middle class, 30-year-old male. I don't know what to say. I'm not bad looking, but I'm not the, you know, I'm not a heartthrob either. So.
Okay. Hey, Jeremy, well, Jeremy, you know,
you might as well have just went with I have a pulse. But okay. All right.
I do okay.
Yes.
Nobody says I'm ugly.
So. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Now that we got that on the way.
Okay, Jeremy from Ankeny.
Yeah.
Not too good. He's the Goldilocks of the show here. Okay?
Just right.
Okay. All right. Well, we do have a couple warm-up questions. First of all, what's your favorite smell?
Well, that's actually pretty easy. I'm like a sucker for like chocolate chip brownies or anything chocolate chip. Chocolate chip cookies, brownies. So I would say just like baked goods baking in the oven.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Very good. Yep. And also now we need your best impression. What do you got for us today?
I can kind of do Kermit the Frog.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Let's hear Kermit.
Hi ho. This is Kermit the Frog. Oh, Piggy. I don't know.
Too bad.
That was good.
That was not too bad.
No. For an average guy, that was an above-average impression.
Wow.
Good job, Jeremy.
Average. Wow.
Let's bring Nicole now onto the show. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Tell us about you, Nicole.
I'm 29. I'm from Des Moines. And, yeah, I'm really excited to be here today.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. How about you? Favorite smell?
Oh, gosh. Maybe peonies? That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, peonies do smell pretty.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Very pretty.
I can't. Yeah.
So, flowers.
Okay.
Yeah, flowers.
All right. All right. And now your turn to do your best impression. What do you got for us?
Oh, my gosh. I'm embarrassed. The first thing that came to mind was like, hey, guys, I'm Kim Kardashian. Like, literally, that's all I can do. I'm sorry. If you want to hang up.
Okay, well, he didn't, so we're moving on.
Wow.
All right, let's get to our questions. The way we do this is we have three questions to ask. We go one at a time, of course, get both your answers. After each answer, we give you a chance to hang up if you're just not feeling it for whatever reason. You can do that. Feel free. But if both of you are still there and we get through all three questions, we will pay for you to go out. Question one, we're going to start with you, Nicole, and Kurt.
What was the worst date you ever went on?
Oh, gosh. I mean, sadly, I've been on quite a few not-so-great dates, but I met somebody on a dating app, and, you know, when I met him, he was a completely different person in person, and I think he totally was lying, and all he talked about for the first 20 minutes was how much money he had and how successful he was, like, which he probably wasn't. And honestly, I left after 20 minutes. I was like, let's not waste each other's time. Like, this is not for me.
Okay.
You're the only time I've ever left.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, good news. Jeremy, I mean, he just made it pretty clear. He doesn't have a lot of money. He has some money, but not a lot. You know,
solidly middle class.
Middle class. So no bragging. All right. But Jeremy, how about you now? Your worst date you ever went on?
I took a date to an Iowa Cubs game. She, not only did she sit there and complain about that she didn't understand what was going on, that she hated baseball, I mean, that's fine, but then she recognized one of the players on the other team because she had actually slept with him.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
And she's like, oh my God, I know him. Oh, we like dated when back in college. And I was like, okay. And then she like started talking about him, and like, I don't know, it was just, it was really awkward, and I relapsed in like a six. Oh, man, it was bad.
Oh, wow. She's one of those, I hate baseball, but I like baseball players.
But I like
players.
The players.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't all they right. always say that? Hate the game, not the player.
All right, here's your first chance to hang up if you'd like. Well, I'll count to three, and if you want to, feel free. Otherwise, on to question two. One, two, three.
Ooh, okay.
All right, we're good.
More of Ken, Colleen, and Kirk continues.
We're not done getting into their dating history, but will the next question put an end to this possible date? We'll find out within 10 minutes.
Bears, jaguars, and polar bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kirk on Star 102.5.